used to have. There are some local bars that are kind of a staple of the economy and have been, one in particular, for over 100 years. And so this predatory view, the psychology is they received a federal grant to, in part, hire more law enforcement personnel. Many of them right out of high school, a few of them right out of high school, and they are the leadership, the town leadership that had recommended the idea and is responsible for it, really believes that the additional revenue from prosecutions, not just citations, but prosecutions, will help the community thrive. So it has resulted almost immediately in a fear-based climate and a feeling of predatory law enforcement. And it, to me, is a clear indicator of this occupation-style policing that has made its way into U.S. cities and towns and has become standard operating procedure at any protest of government, any legitimate protest. You know, most of the most controversial tactics and so forth used by Israeli military forces and the IDF, the tactics and the equipment have found their way into the occupation style policing in the U.S. So it's interesting. We have that. We have all of these forces that are coming together and getting people excited. We have the propaganda that each camp gets, each different segment of society gets to goad society into believing that we need to fight amongst ourselves. It's Marxist rhetoric that is fed into each camp. It's very cleverly styled. And that actually is part of the article that I mentioned. That concept is part of the article, but it links to that article. Justin Gardner's article, U.S. police routinely travel to Israel to learn methods of brutality and repression, is it cites, in his article, Justin cites, among others, an article by Jimmy Johnson over at the Electronic Infantata, which was actually published back in October of 2009, and that article is titled Israel's Export of Occupation Police Tactics, which I think is arguably a more informative article, actually. And Justin drew some very lucid excerpts from Jimmy Johnson's article over at Electronic Infantata. So it's very interesting to see how, and you know, Donald Trump recently called Iraq the Harvard of terrorism is interesting. In 2005, the then chief of police of Washington D.C., as Jimmy Johnson put it in his article, a city that has adopted Israeli-style policing to an extreme degree, told the Washington Post that Israel is the Harvard of anti-terrorism. So you have the Harvard of terrorism in Iraq, you have the Harvard of anti-terrorism in Israel. And so neither one of those are good, and obviously those are contrivances to a large degree. Anyway, so the Jimmy Johnson article over at Electronic Infantata, published back in October of 2009, Israel's Export of Occupation Police Tactics, is, I would say, very insightful and instructive. And it coincides with a P2OG, a Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, clandestine operations to stimulate reactions kind of mentality. It's what you see. So basically you're goading, you're bullying people into a response or a reaction, and then you're punishing them for trying to defend themselves, really is what P2OG comes down to. Oh, see? Aha, aha. Which reminds me of Isaiah, I think chapter 5, those who say aha, and places in Proverbs. Anyway, very instructive article, and perhaps we'll refer to that more. But you see these forces being drawn apart, and the irony that I was going to mention earlier is that if we could see clearly that each camp is being propagandized, and it's not by accident, then we could actually have an honest dialogue, and we could probably hold the ne'er-do-wells, the suggestibilists, accountable in the public square by morning. Not necessarily a lynch mob, but, you know, cooler level heads prevail. We hold the suggestibilists, the ne'er-do-wells, the malcontents accountable, those who are responsible for suggesting these ideas to each camp. And I've used examples. You know, one of the video clips that we'll play, or the audio, is the Facebook video of Kaylin Chapman James, the first Black Miss Alabama. Her video that went viral after she came out of church. She did a little kind of selfie video, and she called the Dallas protest incident gunman Micah Javier Johnson a martyr, among other remarks. So you have that, and she says some very provocative things. She even admits that she has trouble with how she feels, and you know, you contrast that to Dale Hansen's clip that we played yesterday, and it's very provocative. It reminds me of, you know, she's an intelligent young lady. Dale Hansen is an intelligent guy, but you see in their statements the contrast of these different groups, things that people are hearing. You hear what she hears. You can imagine that she heard some things in church when she was at church. And of course, you know, I use that term loosely, because I wouldn't necessarily say that where she was, I would call church, you would call church, I would call it Sunday meeting, as her grandma probably used to say. But you can imagine each different community getting its talking points, which reminds me, I always like to say, of Dr. Afia Siddiqui's mentioning, you know, Dr. Afia Siddiqui being invited to attend MIT on scholarship. And so a Pakistani woman invited to attend MIT on scholarship can't be, you know, she has to have some kind of intellect, you would imagine. To be invited to attend MIT on scholarship, you're no dummy. And when she came to America, she said the community that she was in was hearing the American government was converting Muslims to Christianity at gunpoint. Now, Fox News watchers will say, ha, preposterous. Never happened. Well, is it possible that the same organization, or is it possible that the same suggestibilists responsible for propagandizing one group could be propagandizing another? We know that this is happening abroad. We know it's been part of things like the CIA's covert regime change actions for decades. So is it possible that the mighty Wurlitzer is being spun up in Mockingbird fashion to propagandize the American people as well? I submit to you, most assuredly, it is possible. So I think you see that represented in remarks like those from Kaylin Chapman James and Dale Hansen. Speaking of which, we should just play those. So I think what we'll do is we'll go in order. We'll play Dale Hansen's clip again first real quick, and then we'll play Kaylin Chapman James right after that in the next segment. So, okay, for Dale Hansen's clip? All right. We'll wait on that then, I guess. So hopefully that makes sense. I mean, it's that simple. You know, if you see how the different groups are being propagandized, if you can see it clearly, and there is a, you look around, you see the stuff that's published, you see the warnings, you see, I mean, there's just so much of it. I can't even speak to all of it, but you see how there's a coordination of this, not to mention the fact that in all of these incidents that we see, the shootings and so forth, I published a collection on Flipboard that I titled Operation Gladio B, and it includes some of the things, some of the resources that I've mentioned in that discussion. Obviously, when Operation Gladio B comes up, there is a Wiki Spooks entry that is very informative. Sibel Edmonds, why isn't Sibel Edmonds' testimony getting out far and wide into every township and hamlet across America? That's interesting. So the Operation Gladio B Flipboard collection is titled Radical Islam in U.S. Operation Gladio B, the real story behind radical Islamic fundamentalism in the U.S. This is a loose collection of items pertaining to the FBI's COINTELPRO-style staged, orchestrated false flag terror operations designed to elicit a general public reactionary response of widespread support of increased government overreach, surveillance, and gun control. So you see these resources, you see how the FBI, you know, in fact-based information like the Project Salaam study, Inventing Terrorists, published back in May of 2014, how the FBI is involved in more than 9 out of 10 cases of domestic terrorism. Why aren't we looking there first? Why are we not suspicious? Why do we not find these organizations suspect first and foremost?
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer,
all right, welcome back.
Until you use me up.
I think it's pretty obvious to see how the American public at large is being propagandized in different camps and very effectively. It's tragically unfortunate. If we could see this, if we could, the irony, I think, probably is best encapsulated this way. The irony is that we, you know, as folks like Zbigniew Brzezinski have written, you know, as he wrote back in Between Two Ages, for example, we have come to a point in this society where we have been coerced, propagandized, and conditioned to believe that we can trust the media, people whom we have never met, we do not know, who do not have any vested interest in our well-being, and who make a living off of sensationalizing the sensational and the outrageous and fear and terror and so forth, with, again, no vested interest in our well-being or informing the general public. And true journalism has all but, gone away. So we're encouraged, persuaded, conditioned to believe we can trust those folks exclusively, and we're supposed to distrust the people that we do know, many of whom probably do have some kind of vested interest in our well-being to whatever degree. And it's interesting, those people in Afghanistan, for example, near the Afghan-Pakistan border, the tribal folks, folks who are fiercely tribal, they don't comprehend the concept of nationalism, don't want it, don't need it, can't use it, no thank you. They kind of laugh, they scoff at it. They're the folks that are vilified by the Western press. Those who trust those people in their village whom they know, can see, have known all their lives, and the folks that they don't know, they don't trust. They don't implicitly trust or automatically trust. We have been, however, conditioned to believe the opposite, and we suffer for it. The irony is, we trust these people who have no interest in our well-being. We distrust the folks that we should trust. And if we would reverse that, and we would have an honest conversation about what the propagandists and suggestibilists are feeding into each camp, suggesting that we distrust one another, again, the nonsense would probably end fairly quickly, if that makes sense. It's pretty self-evident when you start to, if we could have these conversations, if we could say, why are we trusting what the FBI says? Why, when Director Comey shows up before Congress to testify about the shenanigans, the ridiculous charade on the Clinton email scandal. You know, we have the same kind of political posturing there that you see with Bill Clinton's is nonsense. You know, when Jason Chaffetz asks Director Comey, did Hillary Clinton lie? And you have this posturing. How can you trust that entire organization? It will reflect the character of its leadership. And what is that character? Evasion, obfuscation, deflection, Machiavellian, intrigue and deception. It's tragically unfortunate. We have those things reversed. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us.
Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Comparing notes on what we hear through the grapevine, because it is not an organic grapevine. It is very genetically modified, so to speak. So we'll get into some of those sound bites. And how is it? You know, it seems pretty clear when you consider, for example, Operation Gladio B. It's interesting, again, just anecdotally, that we don't hear from Sabelle Edmonds. We constantly hear from the, you know, expatriates like Edward Snowden, which is completely bunk. I mean, come on. So you hear from Snowden in reflection, which to me just coincides with what I call the Glasnost effect. You could almost call it Operation Glasnost, I would say. Wouldn't be surprised if there was something on the book somewhere called that with this agenda. If you go to the Wikipedia entry for Glasnost, even though it's been heavily massaged, no surprise there, you can still find under the section titled The Evolution and Limits of Gorbachevian Glasnost. And by the way, Glasnost translated, for those who may not have heard this a million times like most listeners of this broadcast, Glasnost translated to English means publicity, and more specifically, openness and transparency. Now, where have we heard that? Openness and transparency. Obama and the Obama administration say this is the most open and transparent administration in the history of America. Well, we need to define terms because there are reasons that he says that, but they're not the reasons that most that you and I would expect. So the areas where they want to be open and transparent, they are. The areas they don't want to be, they clearly have not been. And that is a very controversial fact of history. But speaking of the section titled The Evolution and Limits of Gorbachevian Glasnost, it has these words, Glasnost, and of course, you know, speaking of the Gorbachevian Glasnost, that was the period of Glasnost instituted by Gorbachev in the Soviet Union from 1986 to 91. 91 was the end of the Soviet Union. So you have these words. Glasnost did indeed provide freedom of expression far beyond what Gorbachev had intended and changed citizens' views toward the government, which played a key role in the demise of the Soviet Union. So they threw the baby out with the bathwater. The people were... And you can see how this would happen. And I can see how it's happening in America. The people are propagandized. We've talked on this broadcast, and you've heard discussed on this network, that we do not employ our founding documents, our founding tenets of those documents. We have we've obviously been adrift for some time in an administrative nightmare, and that, now that has transitioned formally, I would say, to a technocratic regime. But we don't have the formal use of these founding documents and their central tenets. We have the informal reference to them in name only. We have them in form perhaps, but certainly not substance. So you can see how people are being conditioned to believe that the American government, if you will, is a failure or has become a corrupt failure in the same fashion that Glasnost propagandized the Soviet population to believe that the Soviet government was just entirely corrupt from top to bottom and the whole system needed to be thrown out, which resulted in the dissolution of the Soviet Union. As the Wikipedia entry points out, this Glasnost played a key role in the demise of the Soviet Union. Can you see how that is shaping up here in America? To me, it's self-evident. And so if we could speak to this and have an honest conversation and see the propaganda that's being funneled into each segment of society, it would be fairly self-evident. And the response of the machine to the populace is something that's been written about in pieces like I mentioned, Jimmy Johnson's piece over at Electronic Infantata, Israel's export of occupation police tactics. The machine responds in algorithmic fashion or technocratic fashion to the propaganda that it feeds into these communities. So when you have the political posturing of the FBI that we've seen, you know, when Jason Chaffetz is asking Director Comey or FBI Director Comey or Attorney General Lynch how any of this nonsense makes sense and there is no legitimate answer, and you take that and you compare it to, as I said, the Project Salaam study published back in May of 2014 titled Inventing Terrorists, The Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution, a study which proves conclusively that, as we've seen in the mainstream press even, the FBI is involved in the crimes it allegedly thwarts, which is why I think Patrick Henningsen over at 21st Century Wire is absolutely right when he calls them known wolves. It's always a known wolf, not a lone wolf. The Micah Javier, the Micah Javiers and Micah Javier Johnson or Micah X, as the media is calling him, which is again ridiculous. But these folks are known wolves. Always, invariably, we find out the FBI had profiled, was watching it. The person is an asset. They are a useful idiot at the very least, Manchurian candidate, patsy, scapegoat. Every time. So if this is the case, and the intelligence community is involved in doing this, and we know from history that the intelligence community not only has a history of this behavior, but a propensity for it, why are we not having that discussion first with the people that we should trust? And listening to the mainstream media only to filter out the messages that they're trying to propagandize people with, and then comparing notes on that. Why are we not having those conversations? Santayana's words, again, just kind of echo, don't they? Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. Do we have any retention? When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Are we in a state of perpetual infancy in America? I've mentioned the words of Alexis de Tocqueville from Democracy in America, suggesting that, yes, we perhaps are, in the context of Santayana's words, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. We're being propagandized. Speaking of that propaganda, let's get to those two clips that I mentioned, the Dale Hansen clip first that we played yesterday, and then Kalen James right after that. Go ahead with the Dale Hansen clip, please.
The Rangers lost to Minnesota last night, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell us watching the game, and then all hell breaks loose in our city. Reporters at our newsroom were scrambling, producers were yelling. We turned off the lights just in case, and I kept watching the game. It was another shooting in America. It was in our city this time, and police officers were being killed, but it was a couple of blocks away, and the Rangers were being shut out. This is what I have become. This is what too many of us have been for a long time now. We'll fly our flags at half-mast. We'll say all the right things. We'll make promises we won't keep, and then nothing will change. Our lives will go on while the lives of so many others won't, because we expect it now and we accept it. It wasn't this way when I was a boy, but it is life in America now. But shooting a police officer is not the answer to a problem that too many people deny. Police officers are not like you and me. They're better. They run into the darkened alley where we won't go. They run into the buildings we run from. They look for the person we try to hide from. But they're not allowed to make the human mistakes that we all make, because they have the power of God strapped to their hip and the authority to use it. When we talk about blindly supporting the blue, when we try to show our support for these brave men and women, we fail to realize we can't defend them all, and we shouldn't defend them all. A white man in America doesn't die for selling cigarettes on a street corner. He gets a ticket. A white man in America doesn't die for driving with a broken taillight. He gets a ticket, too. And the officers who abuse the badge and the power they have should be punished, and too many times they're not. But what possible purpose does opening fire on the streets of Dallas do to right the wrongs too many people deal with every day? As one of those on the city streets last night told a reporter, they might have killed the good cops. A person of color has always hated to be painted with a broad brush, to suffer the indignity of the stereotype so many people claim is fact. And then that killer last night did exactly the same thing, shooting at anyone in blue, because don't we all really know they're all the same? America's problem has come to Dallas now, and our lieutenant governor blames the peaceful protesters because our lieutenant governor is a fool. It was not just an attack on the Dallas police. It was an attack on our basic humanity and the common decency we used to cherish in America. But that's all gone now. We lost that a long time ago. The Rangers lost last night 10-1, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you I know that.
So that's Dale Hansen. I think he put it very well. Dale Hansen, ABC News affiliate, WFAA, News 8 sports anchor in Dallas. And so a sports anchor speaking to the issues that we face, and did it very eloquently and articulately, I would add, in a post on Facebook that's actually pinned at the top of the Road Warrior Radio page still from July 9th to today. My comment was well said, and kudos to Dale Hansen. And I asked, ever heard of Operation Gladio, and specifically the strategy of tension? Look up Operation Northwoods and see what lengths the top levels of the U.S. government, Department of Defense, DOD, Joint Chiefs of Staff, etc., in that case, have been willing to go to, including state-sponsored false flag attacks designed and intended to induce a climate of fear to evoke a particular response. Or in other words, clandestine operations intended to generate a pervasive sense of fear, which would encourage the population to, in many cases, appeal to the state or international body for protection. Don't we see that coming? Ah, it's so crazy. Remember that quote? Allegedly, you know, the allegedly spurious quote of Kissinger. I think, what was it, 92, Evian, France, at the, whatchamacallit, I think it was a Bilderberg meeting, quote, allegedly, him saying, you know, the American people would never allow UN troops, but a day is coming, that day seems to be approaching, when they'll say, someone somewhere save us, don't we see that? And as I said in that post, as sad as it is to suggest, I believe the Alton Sterling incident, I would call it, the Philando Castile incident and the Dallas protest incident, along with virtually all the rest, are part of a broader coordinated Gladio-style effort. And as a friend of mine put it, just because it's a false flag or a staged event, just because it's a Gladio-style event doesn't mean that, you know, there are crisis actors involved in a lot of these incidents, but it doesn't mean that real people don't die. That's part of the deal. I mean, read up on Operation Northwoods, perhaps the most provocative example of how the Joint Chiefs of Staff planned to essentially assassinate American people, innocent American civilians in malls and on commercial airliners, and blame it on Cuba as a pretext for military action. And Northwoods was not an isolated incident. So again, knowing that the top levels of government and military brass are willing to do these things, and knowing not only that they're willing to plan these things in secret, these clandestine operations, but they've actually had a propensity, particularly in the, you know, coming forward from the latter half of the 20th century, they have a propensity for it. Why are we not suspicious? Why do we never look there first? Why do we never look there at all, it seems, let alone first? We should be looking there first. Where is the healthy suspicion that you hear in reminders from, you know, voices like Thomas Jefferson and the Kentucky Resolutions? And what was in view in the Kentucky Resolutions? I would say the climate was very similar to what we have now, although the context was different. But when Jefferson was reminding people, it would be a dangerous delusion were confidence in men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights, that confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. We shouldn't do that, is the point. Why are we trusting these people? The media, who has no vested interest in our well-being, tells us to trust, and at the same time not trusting our next door neighbor. It's ridiculous. America, what has happened to you? Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products. Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Want to rant? I think we should open up the phone lines. We'll do that in the second hour, so we'll open up now. But play the clip, and then the second hour we'll kind of flesh this point out a little bit. It's just ridiculous. Like I keep saying, the cartoonish nature of this thing we're encouraged to believe is reality in America. It's like DC and Marvel have teamed up to kind of write the political and social or pop culture script for America and perhaps beyond. Anyway, without further ado, want to give you the words of Kalen Chapman James, again, first black Miss Alabama, coming out of church, reflecting on the Dallas protest shooting and Micah Javier Johnson. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Facebook. I'm just reaching out to everybody because I'm just leaving church, and I prayed a lot about everything that's happened this week, and I can't stop replaying the image of these men being killed in my mind, and my heart weeps. But I think more than anything, I'm dealing with a bit of guilt because I don't feel sad for the officers that lost their lives, and I know that that's really not my heart. I value human life, and I want to feel sad for them, but I can't help but feeling like the shooter was a martyr. And I know it's not the right way to feel because nobody deserves to lose their lives. And I know that those police officers had families and people who loved them and that they didn't deserve to die. But I'm so torn up in my heart about seeing these men, these black men being gunned down in our community that I can't help. I can't help but feel like I wasn't surprised by what the shooter did to those cops. And I think a lot of us feel the same way. And I know that it's not right. And I definitely don't condone violence. But I'm sick of this. And I'm sad. And I'm hurt. And maybe some of you have some insight or some comfort or words to offer. Because I know that the people who know me know my heart. I definitely do not condone violence against innocent people, but I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this, and something has to be done. Period. I don't know what else to say. It's a lot to deal with, and I know I'm not the only one feeling like this. So I'll be anxious to see what some of you, how you feel, and what you're dealing with.
So there you have it. Kaylin Chapman James reflecting on what happened this week. She said on Sunday, of course, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, and then the Dallas protest incident. I would suggest that she is a victim of the propaganda that's being fed into her camp, so to speak, as are virtually all Americans. Could we possibly come together and have an honest and candid conversation as Americans with one another and find and hold the media suspect? We'll talk more in the second hour. The phone lines are open. Stick around. More right after this short break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.